Welcome to the Miro Wine Podcast, Vin Compétent, with Josh, Bryce, and Leah.
What?
The podcast where we drink, talk, and discuss natural wine.
I was gone for maybe 30 seconds.
And whatever else comes to mind.
And I was getting wood.
Hope you're ready for this, because I know we weren't.
I'm going to sell you the whole seat, but you're only going to need the edge.
And in 3, 2, 1... We're live?
We are live.
Okay. Josh was off in doing other business land.
Doing other business land. I like that.
Not podcast land. Welcome to Vin Compétent with Josh, Bryce, and the ghost of Leah. She's not here, but she did not.
Leah voted PPC.
She didn't vote PPC. She did not. We're supposed to be nice to her this time.
Yes. I was gone for maybe 30 seconds.
There you go. Leah's still here in soundbite form.
Poor Leah has come down with a case of the vid.
Yeah.
The Omicron.
So we knew that this was going to happen beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get any time, but I was going to just like Frankenstein Leah's voice in through soundbites.
Go for it.
I don't have enough. I didn't tie in enough.
We should have recorded the meeting we just had.
Right, exactly.
It would have been funny.
like the episode of The Simpsons where Homer touches the babysitter's butt.
What is that one?
Oh, he gets the gummy Venus de Milo.
Yeah. And he's like, because something's stuck on her butt.
Yeah.
It's like a candy, right?
Yeah. And they do like a To Catch a Predator interview with a clock behind him, and they just like cut it so he says exactly what they want. That's what I want to do with Leah.
That'd be funny.
So this is the
first podcast of the new year.
We kind of took some time off. That's fine.
Yeah. We were really busy with Homestead, with the Mexican week. Big success for us.
Yeah, that was good.
And then some other stuff happened.
The SLGA got hacked.
Oh, yeah. The SLGA got hacked.
Really ruined our Christmas.
Sorry to all of our clients who were... We guarantee the wine will be there tomorrow.
We don't guarantee.
Like,
ever
guarantee. What could possibly go happen? Oh, it got fucking attacked.
We were on such a run, too. Like, we were
nailing it.
We were trying so hard to get wine to our clients at that time.
Mm-hmm. You were going to drive up to Saskatoon on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
To drop off We were going to get it to them.
Yeah. Right before New Year's, everybody was going to be ready. And
Christmas Day, they got hacked, eh?
Instead, everybody in the SLGA gets screwed. That's including every store in all of Saskatchewan.
It's impossible. It was impossible to buy Jameson for almost a month.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Impossible. Because
nobody had anything.
Well, because the warehouse, right? Like the system was down. So it's a million square foot warehouse. So it's like, hey, we need Jameson. They're like, we don't fucking know where that is.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Like, you got to scan it, and it's like, okay, aisle 6, bay 4, whatever it is.
Yeah.
They don't have that.
They don't have aisle 6, bay 4?
No, but like, you can't scan it. So it's like, hey, I need some Copper Moon. Right. Great, we don't know where the fuck it is.
Yeah. That is the problem with housing your entire system on, old IBM computers.
Yeah. Well, I was excited. I spoke to a couple of the employees there today who were great. But their emails are finally not at sk.gov.ca/, which they're very excited about.
Well, because I don't know.
It's just at slga.com now.
I mean, Google has a pretty good track record of security.
What is that? Google? Is that what you're saying?
Google. I believe the publicly traded company name is ABC.
Oh, okay.
It's the alphabet company.
Oh, okay.
But it's Google.
You know what happened? They got it's a cyber attack. Like, they got held ransom.
Ransomware, yeah.
I wonder if they paid anything.
It's entirely possible they did.
Because apparently other provinces, governments have been hacked as well.
Yeah. I mean, it's the problem with putting all of your stuff on a computer that lives within your province. If you were to put it on the cloud, it wouldn't happen.
Mm. I don't know how anything works.
That's how it works.
What if you had a guy with a gun standing by the computer? How are you going to get in then?
You get a new computer because you can just log in from anywhere. No.
The only way to stop a hacker is a good guy with a gun.
Hugh Jackman, Swordfish. That's a hacker movie.
Oh, my God. Remember that movie? Halle Berry.
Halle Berry's in that movie. That's a good movie.
A smoke show, Halle Berry. Yeah. She looks exactly the same.
Yeah.
And she did when that movie came out.
She never ages.
Never.
She's like an old Chinese man.
What?
They just never age never until ages. One point in their life. And they
so like,
get
it's
old.
Like they look like they're 12 until they're 70, and then they look like they're 140 then, until they die.
Exactly. And you're like, how old is
two
that guy?
Two stages. They got two seasons.
They got two
seasons. They got two seasons in Asia. That's it. Super young and extremely old.
That's right. Exactly. When someone's like,
nothing hey, in between.
This guy lived to 140. You're like, bullshit. Yeah. Or you're like, yeah, he's been 140 for the last 50 years.
He looks 1,000. Yeah,
exactly.
Here's a picture of him when he's 40. You're like, are you sure that it's not when he's 8?
Okay. Oh, do we have, I do have other stuff. I don't know why.
Other stuff? What do you mean? We got to do our Jameson challenge. Oh.
Sorry, I'm out of practice.
Well, because Lee's not here. Yeah. We're out of practice. Thank you to our sponsor.
Oh, yeah.
Warner Construction.
We have those.
You know what? Alex came by my house the other day. Because I got some like condensation issue and some ice inside my house when it gets really cold for a lot of days in a row. Good foreshadowing for our main topic today. But
makes
he came over.
Sit by the fire.
A nice guy. Came out. Showed me the house that they sold. Fucking beautiful. That's something like, man.
I drove by
If you
by
could
that
build
house.
A house, like their house is super nice. And they just design it however they want. So, you can just build it.
So the thing about, like, Alex does great work. I have a few other friends that are builders mm-hmm. who do great work and live in the houses that they built. Mm-hmm. The only thing I find about them is that they're so, like, not a great house to actually live in.
Really?
Designed well.
It's like a show home kind of thing?
It's like a show home.
Yeah.
You know, like my friend, he had all glass stairs. He's got a 4-year-old. Didn't have a railing. Cable rail for some reason.
Was it extra slippery glass?
I think so.
Oh my God.
Like, what is...
And but it's kind of cool. I think Alex and Beth, like, I think they, like...
They do a great job.
...buy a house and then move into it, and they fix it up and then sell it.
Yeah, they do a really
like,
good job.
Because you could flip it while you're living in there, and, like, he's insanely talented.
Because they bought one out in White City.
Which they just sold.
Which they sold.
Yeah.
It was in a newer part of White City.
Yeah.
Fairly far back, but...
And now they're looking nice. For another place. So if anybody's got a house for sale, give us a contact. Maybe we can actually help them out for once.
Wow, that'd be crazy.
Like, hey, now all that Jameson that you gave us... Paid off here.
Yeah. Do you want to go work in Oregon? We know a few people there.
Yeah. Do you know that Oregon, and maybe our fans in Oregon can correct me if I'm wrong, is like the state with the most militia?
Militia?
Like militia. Like, because Portland, you figure, like, is like probably like the most kind of free, you know, artsy city in America.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
But I see what you're in saying. Oregon, because it's like super, like, kind of remote and lots of hills, they have the most militia. I'm going to look that shit up.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Maybe, like, which is crazy because like you think Portland and then you think right outside it's just militia. Like why wouldn't they invade Portland?
Because nobody wants to go to Portland.
But isn't that like their anti, like that's what they're against?
They're against Portland?
Like what Portland stands for. I feel like the militia are against what
Portland. Is that Portland or is that Seattle?
No, it's Portland.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seattle's a little bit more rock and roll. That's where grunge came from.
Yeah, they hate that, apparently.
They hate the word
they
grunge.
They hate the idea that grunge came from there, although a lot of bands came out of there at the same time.
At the same time. Soundgarden, Nirvana, Pearl Jam, Alice in Chains.
Alice in Chains.
And then there's another big one, too. Temple of the Dog.
Ooh. Holy, ooh. You're agent. You're like ooh. Stamping yourself.
I'm
there.
Going hungry.
So now we're going to do the biodynamic Jameson shot challenge.
And as mentioned, Jameson is super hard to come by.
Impossible.
So I got a little present for us. Do you know what this is?
What is this?
This is Calvados. Calvados. So Calvados, I think, is actually made in Normandy. Yeah, Normandy. I knew that. Hey, that's pretty cool. It's made from apples. It's an apple liqueur. It's like a very kind of refined, like, like people who like Calvados are fucking really into Calvados.
Yeah.
And this...
It is like port.
Ooh, it's intense.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's boozy. This is from that like estate sale I bought with a couple of their buddies. Yeah.
Oh.
So this is a Calvados that is. I mean, I don't think you really age Calvados.
Old.
It's from the '80s. It's Calvados from the '80s.
So it's going to taste like cocaine and
no, debt? it's that's Normandy 80s. Okay. It's going to taste like rain.
Yeah. Rotten apples.
Rotten apples. No, but it's Fin Calvados Bula for those listeners. And it's, yeah, I'm pretty excited to share this with you. It's intense.
It's intense?
Yeah.
It smells good.
Cheers.
It does smell like apples.
Hmm? Kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
It's very, Calvados is pretty unique.
It's got like,
there's a bite though.
Yeah, I know. It's got like nothing on the front, but it's all on the back.
Oh my God. It's intense.
Yeah.
I can feel it burning my esophagus.
Mm. This is the kind of drink you want to drink.
This is a digestif.
Going for a skate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like this is pond. Or like playoff game at the Ryder Stadium.
Yeah, you're outside.
Where there's no roof for some reason.
Pound these back.
Yeah, I'll keep you warm.
Yeah.
It's a less embarrassing Fireball.
Yeah, it definitely. Definitely less embarrassing Fireball.
I told a client that in the end of December. About we had a Vermentino. I'm like this is like Pinot Grigio, but it's not embarrassing to order it. And she was like, I really like Pinot Grigio. Why is that embarrassing? I'm like, because it's embarrassing. Like, you know, it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
And like, I hate to, you know, and it's not Pinot Grigio's fault. It's fantastic, but it's just, you know.
You still like Rachel from the Friends.
Yeah.
From Friends.
Yeah.
That's kind of basic.
My wife's been watching the new Sex and the City.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently they're like drinking like Pet Nat. And orange wine on the show.
Trying to be cool.
We're
already there.
That's like now natural wine's over, man. It's dead. It's, it's mainstream.
Shit.
Fucking Carrie Bradshaw.
Fuck you, Carrie. Not that you listen to this podcast.
She listens.
But if you did.
SJP listens.
Oh, yeah. We didn't even. Oh, so what do you think this is? Oh. I was like forgotten.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm going to go with a Leaf Day for fun.
Yeah. I mean, it's supposed to taste like apples and it. Does
it kind of, but it's yeah,
but it's also from the 80s.
Oh, it's coming back
I'm
up.
I'm gonna go Root Day,
Ricito Root Day, Josh Leaf Day. It's a Root Day,
yeah. It was kind of boring.
You should say, like, Bryce, how's your biodynamic calendar nose? Like, it only works with Calvados from the 80s.
Calvados from the 80s.
Like, what about wine? Like, no,
I don't do that.
Just Calvados from the 80s,
organic Calvados from the 80s.
Everything from the 80s is organic.
Well, that's because it didn't have any money.
Exactly. What's next? Do we do the news or we drink the wine, right?
No, we do the news.
Okay. I'm going to drink some wine while we do the news.
That's okay, Josh. Okay, welcome to the news. The wine news for 2022 brought to you by winesearcher.com. Because that's where I get it.
Do they sponsor us?
Not yet.
You know what we're gonna do? We're just gonna the wine news is sponsored by Statera Academy. We're just gonna throw that in there.
If you're looking for high quality,
personable, knowledgeable
wine training,
affordable, sexy somehow.
Sexy. I don't know how you make digital wine training sexy, but Keith Nicholson does it. Statera.com.
If you pay a little extra, he'll do the whole course topless.
Really?
That's why it's sexy.
We should pay for that next time. We're gonna do WSET level 3 right away, so we might as well.
I was thinking about doing a course 2 where I'm topless, but you pay extra for me to put my shirt on.
What?
Yeah, it's because I'm gross without a shirt on.
Me too.
Yeah, I look like a tree stump.
You look like a red-haired tree stump.
Just like I look like a, what's that ghost from Ghostbusters? The green one?
Slimer
with legs. That's what I look like naked now.
I don't think you look like that.
Yeah, just all compacted together with arms.
You just look like a troll.
Just eggs. Just legs coming right out of my torso.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
You kind of look like, I would say, a reverse Oompa Loompa. Like you're tall, but you're still like weirdly proportioned.
I'm a full-size Oompa Loompa.
I watched Charlie and the Chocolate Factory last weekend. I get like treated, the original.
They make me do all the weird shit they don't want to
exactly,
do.
Yeah, exactly. Right? You're the one that has to get rid of the kid that fell into the fudge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. You got to dispose of the bodies.
You know what I think about sometimes? I think about like what if I lived like 3,000 years ago, and I'm 6 foot one,
right?
I would be like fucking Goliath.
Yeah, you'd be a big guy.
Everyone, because everyone's like 4 foot two,
in certain so parts like, of the world.
Yeah,
yeah,
right. But like, what would they do to me? Would they make me? I don't want to fight in a war, but I'd probably chop three guys in half because I'm so goddamn big back then.
That's perfect.
But I don't want to be in the war.
Why not?
Because I want to be a winemaker.
But think about all the women you would get.
Nah, I don't care. But like, what would they do? Would I be like a freak?
No.
And I'd be like, where I'm from, I'm just like kind of average.
You travel to Mongolia, meet up with Genghis, party hard, make him wine.
Have 1,000 ancestors.
Exactly. Have you ever watched that show, Marco Polo, on Netflix? First two seasons. Dope.
I think I saw the one where it's about Genghis Khan and like with their, I know they're bow and arrows. You know that story about the bow and arrows with the extra curve?
Yeah.
It's fucking cool shit.
It's cool shit. Let's get to the wine news. A guy named Anthony Barton dies.
Who is that Anthony Barton? That's familiar.
So it was, let's see. One of the region's Bordeaux's larger-than-life characters, Anthony Barton. For decades, Barton oversaw the running of the well-known Saint-Julien estates, Leoville Barton and Langlois Barton.
Wow.
Having
That's
inherited
a big
them
deal.
In the late 20th century.
Leoville Barton.
Yeah, so they have been in Bordeaux as wine merchants exporting to Ireland since the 18th century.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
I've had some Leoville Barton before. It's delicious.
There you go.
I think they actually have some Metro Liquor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not cheap, but it's very good.
Should buy a bottle and drink to his passing. Or not.
No. not like no disrespect, but like
yeah.
I would feel like a shit, like a fraud.
I don't even know who he is.
Yeah.
Barely. You barely know who he is.
I can picture the label. I'm pretty sure.
There you go. Spain and Portugal.
R.I.P.
Spain and Portugal to unite in 3-year wine promotion.
Interesting.
The national wine trade bodies of Spain and Portugal have announced they will embark on a 3-year promotional collaboration on international markets. The collaboration with €2 million in the bank will see Spain and Portugal jointly target tourists from EU countries as well as consumers and professionals at home and abroad.
So it's a $2 million marketing budget, basically.
Yeah, for the next 3 years. Maybe they'll fly us out again.
Maybe.
If you're listening, we would love to go to Portugal.
Five bio.
Yeah. I'd love to get back.
We had a couple years ago.
I mean, I didn't get out there the first time. In spirit.
It was fun.
Yeah.
I had a great time. And once you're there, we could just fly to Portugal. It's like probably $8.
There you go. Study finds cure for champagne's oxygen issue.
What was the oxygen issue?
I don't know. I'm going to check it out here. They were saying there's an 80% of oxygen ingress into champagne at bottling comes from the cork itself. Through a process of desorption, oxygen held in the pores of the cork is reportedly squeezed into the bottle at bottling. So there's more oxygen in the bottle than there should be.
Okay.
Yes, premature oxidization is what this is about in champagne.
Pass.
Yeah. wine fairs clash and cancel. Much wailing and gnashing of teeth on wine-centric UK social media late this week after it was announced that German wine trade fair Pro Wine,
yes,
one of the highlights of the European wine trade calendar, has been postponed. And it is now going to be held on the same weekend as the London Wine Fair.
Ooh.
A war of conventions.
Shots fired, Germany.
Yes. The Dusseldorf exhibition was pushed back due to COVID this year from March to May.
Mm.
So there you go.
May, is that when we're going to Vancouver?
Potentially.
To go to the International Wine Festival.
Potentially.
Yeah.
In other news, we might be going to the International Wine Festival in Vancouver.
Well, Leah and I are going.
Oh, my
God. For sure.
Yeah, sure.
We're going to make Bryce come. We're going to spend a bunch of money.
No, we're not. We have a business to run.
We're going to go out and go fucking crazy at dinner.
God. I mean, we do every time we go to Saskatoon.
Yeah.
It just gets worse each time.
It's way more expensive in Vancouver.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, we should go to Blue Water Cafe and get fucking crazy.
No. We should go to Richmond.
What's that?
It's like the Asian-centric part of Vancouver, Richmond.
Sure, we can go there.
It's got amazing Chinese food restaurants, like old school. Like you go in there, you sit at the giant table, Everyone Speaks Chinese.
Lazy Susan.
Lazy Susan in the middle.
The big plastic bag tablecloth. They did this tear it
no,
off.
No, 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 oh, no. Like high end.
Oh.
Yeah. Like I went in there with Kayla once and we sat at the giant table, just the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
And the server didn't even let us order.
I love that.
We were like, hey, we want some of this. And she's like, no, no, no. You don't want that. And we're like, why not?
Yeah.
She's like, because it's too much for you.
Yeah.
We're like, no, we want it all.
Yeah.
So anyways.
We can go there.
That was the wine news. It wasn't very spectacular week this week. It was pretty boring.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Quite all right.
Let's drink the wine, which we don't have music for.
I'm like not knowledgeable, but really loud.
What are we drinking today?
New toy. New toy.
So I'm going to start this by saying, Kayla.
Yes.
This is her favorite wine.
Really?
That she's ever drank now.
Because I would say, like, from our portfolio, Kayla's jams are, like, pretty, like, not simple wines, but, like, they're, like...
She likes Côte d'Aron.
She loves the Azimut White.
Right?
Like, nothing crazy. Kind of staying inside the line. Easy peasy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bit, like, lots of good flavors, but still nothing too complex. And I opened a bottle of this for her the last time we did a tasting, and she lost it.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, this is the best thing I've ever drank.
I love that.
Yeah.
This is, we're drinking a wine from Burgundy.
Yeah.
From Jean Fournier, based out of Marcenay in Burgundy. Did I tell you a story about this wine?
Is this the one that you had years ago?
I had this in 2014.
That's our entire portfolio.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, pretty much. But I had it in 2014. I had the Marcenay, I had the 2010 Marcenay in 2014 when I was in Montreal, and it was fucking amazing. Like, it really, like, it was like one of those wines where I was like, this is fucking killer. And one of our suppliers kind of switched into his own agency.
Yep.
And he sent me the list, and this was on there, and I remembered it. I remember the label and being like, fuck, I remember that wine. And I went through my Instagram and I actually found the post that, because I never post. And I posted about this wine.
You were like, this is
I was like, this
shit.
Is fucking crazy good.
So it was really easy for you to find because it was only two posts back.
I think I have 69 posts. I didn't do that on purpose. I didn't do that on purpose, but I got locked out. Or I don't know, like I got signed out of my account. I don't know what the password is, and I don't care to go back on. So my Instagram is just not on my phone anymore. But if you want to follow it, JDR McLean, I think. Yeah. There's a picture of this wine, Jean Fournier. Go back to like 2014, I think, 2016 probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2016, let's say. And so we ordered this wine in and it finally got here. It's been a while that we ordered it. It's been almost a year. And did not disappoint. Fucking banging wine.
Oh, this is a banging wine.
Like, and a lot of our, you did a couple tastings for some of our clients in Saskatoon and everyone was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, this one really hit the mark. I think you and I tried it maybe a week after it landed. It was a little rough.
Yeah, it was like a little bit tight. And I was like, it needs a bit of age. Drinking this now, just open it up. Like,
yeah. And
it's beautiful.
My only complaint with this wine is that, and it's not even a complaint.
Mm-hmm.
You have to drink the whole bottle in one night.
Oh, it doesn't last.
It doesn't really last. Like it, you can catch it to the second day.
Yeah,
but you can definitely tell it's a little flatter, a little less vibrant. The fruit like kind of gets just a little lost more.
Mm, that mouthfeel though.
Yeah,
Burgundy. That acidity, but a little bit of power. God damn it! So Jean Fournier, they're in Marcenay, which is kind of like the most northern. Kind of important region in Burgundy.
Mm-hmm.
They actually had to fight quite hard to get recognized by the AOC. They had to petition for like 20 years.
Right.
But they're one of the oldest families in Marcenay, and they were farmers, and they had like asparagus. I think they had like wheat and other things like that.
Yeah.
And then in the 60s, they decided to actually bottle their own domain wine.
Yeah, and it sounds like when they started, there was already a lot of Marsannay selling well.
Yeah, yeah. Marsannay's got a really weird history.
Right.
It almost like the city basically, or the city, the town almost went bankrupt like 2 times.
I love it.
Yeah. So like one time, I forget the name of the guy, but like they basically invented like Marsannay Rosé, which is like all the rage.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And that saved the town. But then, because it's kind of like off the beaten path, like to get wine over land to any kind of major area, it was too expensive for them to do that.
Right.
So they weren't like really known outside their little kind of area. But then the train got built through, which you would think be like, cool, now we can export the wine
super
to Paris. To,
yeah.
But what happened was that then people just started drinking booze that was made, like not wine, like booze that was made in other parts of France.
Drinking other
So they almost went fucking bankrupt again. Oh, and then they got the AOC, and now they're doing okay. I've had some really great wines from Marsannay.
Yeah, everything that we've drank from here has mm-hmm. been great. And even the premature bottle that you opened at Christmas.
Oh, boy. Maybe opened, maybe killed the baby.
I think you, yeah.
Maybe you, opened a...
You fucking strangled it.
I drowned it in the tub.
You didn't even finish it.
No, we gave it to Kat.
Oh, man.
It was a Corto Charlemagne.
I can't believe that.
Grand Cru. 2019.
Fucking idiot. This wine really makes me... we have got a lot of French wine in recently. Mm-hmm. And I would definitely say this wine makes me appreciate French wine.
And you know what?
Pinot Noir, for
to that point, like for this is what Burgundy's about.
Yeah.
Right? Like this is, they do biodynamic wine. They do some filtration because they want the wine to be clear. This is kind of like an ideal winery for me, where it's like biodynamic agriculture, hands-off approach, yep. very little added, nothing kind of taken away, mm-hmm. but still has that refinement that Burgundy has, right?
Right.
So it's kind of like a happy medium.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste like a natural wine. Doesn't taste weird.
No, it doesn't. Taste weird.
Doesn't have any faults. Very, very classic in style. And yeah, this is a great, like, if you've never had a Burgundy, like I always talk about Burgundy, if you've never had a Burgundy that was like, oh wow, like what's the big hype about, you know? This is one you can have that's like, I think it's under $30.
Yeah, one's a little over. I think this one's maybe
under 35 then.
Yeah, but for like Burgundy.
Oh.
Shut up.
Fucking Côte d'Or, Bourgogne, banging wine.
In Saskatchewan, you're never going to get a better Burgundy than this.
No. I agree with you. There's no way.
Other than the price. Other ones we sell.
Correct. But this I would put at the top for quality price for Burgundy.
For sure.
Yeah, just outstanding.
Yeah.
Bravo, Fournier family.
Oh, yeah.
I think they went organic in 98 and then biodynamic in 03.
That's right, yeah. They went organic in 98. Mm-hmm.
I don't think they have Demeter certification, but they have
the AB.
The AB certification,
which is the organic certification?
I believe so.
Oh, yeah, that's the Demeter leaf on the back, you dummy.
No, that's not Demeter.
Yeah, it is.
No.
It's a Biodivin.
Biodivin, it's different than Demeter. Demeter is like a different symbol.
Sorry, Demeter is a different symbol, but yeah. Biodivin is still biodynamic.
Correct. But I think it's like biodynamic French.
It's like...
From France.
Fake biodynamic?
No, I mean, it's still the same thing. Demeter is kind of the end-all be-all, but this is letting you know that it's good stuff.
But like, yeah, my only like issue with Demeter and a lot of the biodynamic one, like certifications, is that you have to do all that like weird culty shit to get it off. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you gotta pay for it.
And you gotta pay for it. Like, that doesn't sound like a cult.
You gotta prove.
Yeah. I like a lot of
biodynamic. Actually, I got an email from this app that I use. It's called Raisin. It's a natural wine app. So if you go to like any country, you can, you know, type in like, it'll show you all the wine stores or restaurants that have natural wine list. And someone nominated me for it. And then they're like, well, you got to like send us all this information. And I'm like, I don't even know, like, am I going to qualify? Like, how do you qualify natural wine? Right? Like, what are they going
to
do?
Yeah, what would
be cool, because I'd be like the only
wine do you have to have on the list?
I'd be the only place in Manitoba or Saskatchewan, as far as I remember, that would be.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We could get other places on there.
But. Yeah, we should talk to our friends over at Primal. But like, I think you have like 80% of your list has to be like natural wine. So,
yeah. I think they're close now.
Yeah.
I mean, from us. So.
Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah, this is a great wine. Great Pinot Noir.
Love it.
Yeah.
2019.
I feel like this is one of those Pinot Noirs too, where you drink it and you're like, this is what Pinot is supposed to taste like.
Yeah, this is what all the buzz is
what it's about.
Yeah.
And most Pinots suck.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the like ones we have access
soft.
To.
That's what I love about this one. It feels soft.
What was it? What was the quote? It's like an iron fist in a velvet glove or something like that.
Yeah, right. It hits you hard with the flavor. Real good.
I think front Leah, end. Leah had some quotes that she had.
Yeah, definitely velvety though.
Yeah.
Which is an unappealing texture for a lot of people.
It's fantastic.
Crushed velvet.
I don't think she wrote them down.
Yeah, but...
Oh, here we go, yeah. God made Cabernet Sauvignon, whereas the devil made Pinot Noir.
Oh, yeah. Because Cabernet's easy.
Sex in a glass.
That's what this is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like Keith Nicholson.
Hey. let's talk about our topic.
What's the topic? Oh, yeah. Because it's been fucking freezing here.
It's been up and down for the last couple of weeks.
But it was cold.
It was cold as fucking
like balls. For like from Christmas until like two. Like for it was like minus 40 for 2 weeks in a row.
Mexican week at Homestead happened at the exact right time because it was so goddamn cold.
There was two fucking blizzards.
Yeah, it was insane.
I drove out to get my wife a gift card at a place in Lumsden with my son. Okay. And it's like I'm from Montreal, so I'm like, well, yeah. Like if it's bad, they would just block the road. It was the day that they blocked all the roads going out of Virginia.
Yeah.
So I go out in the morning, I get on the ring road and I'm like, oh, it's not so bad. It's kind of windy, like, you know, but like I can handle it. I get onto the number 11, fucking white out. I'm going 60 kilometers an hour.
Right.
And all the idiots and big pickup trucks are behind me going 120. Right. And so I'm there and like literally almost pulled off at that exit to go back to Moose Jaw. I'm like, I'm going to kill my son.
Yeah.
Like this is not a drivable thing.
Yeah.
But then I was like, well, if I go to Moose Jaw, like it's going to be on the new bypass. So it's probably going to be worse.
It's gonna be way worse.
So I just did it. And I went and like people were like, what are you like? I got to the store like, what are you doing here? I'm like, I don't fucking know. Like, is that a baby?
You see, I couldn't turn around.
Yeah. But safely. I was like, yeah, I couldn't. It was, so it's been brutal.
It's been cold.
I've been getting cabin fever.
You want to get out?
I want to get out. I want to take my son for a walk. It's too cold.
Yeah.
Can't do anything.
Some people will go to Mexico at this time.
Yeah.
A lot of people do.
A lot of people do.
Even with COVID.
If there was no COVID, I'd be in Mexico for the first 2 weeks, 100%.
Yeah. Like right before COVID, you went to Mexico for the first 2 weeks.
That's true. I did, yeah. And Vancouver.
So would you drink in the winter?
Like a cliche. I think when it's that cold.
Let's start with wine, yeah. What would you drink for wine?
For wine, yeah.
What do you like?
It's a wine podcast. When it gets that cold, like when I'm talking like minus 50 in Saskatchewan for like 5 to 10 days in a row.
Mm-hmm.
I want to drink something aged in wood.
Yeah, oaky.
I want to drink some oaky.
You want something like...
I want like an old...
Blast your... Like yeah. Suck your
or like a, I want like an old...
Mouth in.
A old Rioja. I want to drink the Vina Tendonia. Yeah,
exactly, right?
Right. I want to drink Sonnedrac. Like,
oh, yeah.
I want to drink something big.
Yeah.
Like super grippy tannins and as oak.
Almost like scotch.
Yeah, yeah. I want to taste that vessel.
Right, exactly.
I don't want to taste the grapes.
I don't care about the rest of the wine.
I don't give a fuck what the grape variety is.
Sweetness out of here.
See you later.
Yeah, maybe a little acidity.
I want it to be brown in the glass.
Yep.
And still super tannic.
Yep, I agree.
But like integrated.
I like a high alcohol wine in the winter.
Yeah.
Like really like feel it down the throat.
Yeah.
Like we had some of this Calvados.
Mm-hmm.
Same. Like that's the feeling I want to get. From wine. This wine does not do it for me.
No, way more elegant.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I want to drink something big, big and oaky, even white. Like drink like if I'm feeling a white, like I want to, like that's when I want to drink like a fucking super oak Chardonnay.
Right.
Like, and oily. I don't want it to be cold. I want it to be oily, big.
I still can't do that.
Yeah. I want to drink like a Planeta Chardonnay.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Or like Jura. I want to drink Jura. Right. That's what I want to drink in the winter. I want to drink Patchwork.
Tissot.
From Tissot.
Yeah.
some slutty.
Yeah. I mean, you love that wine.
It's fantastic.
You're such a...
How could you not like that
you're
wine?
It's such a whore of a wine.
It is. Everything is turned up to 11 on that wine.
Yes,
it's outrageous.
Yeah.
It screams inside your mouth.
It does. It really does.
It's loud. I don't even think you can eat with food. I think it's too big for every food in the world.
It's not like overly sweet though.
You could only like... You have to eat that with a stick of butter deep fried in lemon. That's the only thing you can eat with that and drink with that wine with.
All I'm eating is butter today.
Just a bowl of butter.
Just a whole bowl
of butter. Just Chateau de Bourgogne deep fried. That's what I'm talking about.
Is that what you want?
That's what I want.
Yeah. So
what about booze though for you?
Oh, booze?
It's yeah.
Like straight whiskey.
Your whiskey, like scotch? Like a peaty scotch?
No, I would actually probably go... Oh, shit. Why did I forget? Bourbon right now. I'm a bourbon guy in the winter.
Yeah.
I like a cold bourbon, though.
What cocktail would you do in the winter? Go to minus 40 outside, 10th day in a row. Old fashioned, yeah. I'm a Manhattan.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't like that glass.
A perfect
so
Manhattan.
I walk away from that one.
No, I would do it. You could do it over a rock.
Oh, okay.
Over a big rock, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But I would do it with bourbon.
Yeah.
Like a Manhattan with bourbon.
Bourbon to me generally
like Sazerac.
Is so Sazerac's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Sazerac's super good. Sazerac's, it's just like that boozy.
Oh, it gets you so fucked up.
Yeah.
A 50-50 Sazerac.
Ooh. Ooh.
Love
That's
it.
Rough. Yeah, I prefer bourbon over whiskey though for the winter.
I agree. I would say like in general, if I'm gonna drink, not shoot, because I would shoot Jameson, obviously. But if I'm going to have a glass of something, I would go bourbon over whiskey all the time.
Over rye whiskey?
I can't drink rye. I'm allergic to it.
Oh, yeah. So you can't drink Bullet then? Even bourbon?
No, I can. Well, I'll tell you what.
Because Bullet's, like, even their bourbon is, like, 75 or 80% rye.
If I drink Canadian Club.
Oh, yeah.
Or Gibson's, I get, like, a, like, I don't want to say it's hard to breathe, but I get, like, my face gets, like, a rash on it.
Mm.
And it's, like, a little bit hard to breathe.
Right.
And like it's whatever shirt I'm wearing, that's where the rash ends. It's very and like I'm not making this up. I take Benadryl and I don't know what it is.
It's all the chemicals they put on their rye.
It could be. It could be, but it's only those two brands. Like I could drink like Crown Royal and I'm fine. I figured it out because I never drank rye before, but I moved to Saskatchewan. My father-in-law drinks rye.
Yeah.
There was once where Leslie and I went to the Fat Badger and I ordered a Jameson and she ordered a Crown Royal and the guy poured two Crown Royals.
Yeah.
And the Badger's like a dive bar. I love it. Right. And I was like, oh, I would do it, but I can't drink rye, you know? And he like just dumped it out and then filled the glass up with Jameson. And I still got a reaction just from like the remnants of
That's
the glass.
Fair. That's yeah. fair.
But it's random. I thought I was allergic to their cat forever. Cause I'm like, why? Like
you just drink it
only at their parents' house. And it happened once when we were in Mexico. This is a couple years ago. I woke up in the middle of the night and like, I was like, I think I'm going to die. Like I'm having like a rash reaction. And I remember woke up Leslie and I was like, babe, I'm having that reaction again. And she rolled over. She's like, you're fine. And then went back to sleep.
It's just the rye.
Yeah.
Oh man.
But yeah, I would do bourbon a little bit sweeter in the winter.
Yeah. I like bourbon. I think the corn is just a better whiskey.
Yeah.
Almost overall. I prefer bourbon overall.
Yeah, me too.
I like scotch.
I like scotch better than bourbon if I'm going to drink something straight.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm a Scotch. I'm a peaty Scotch guy.
Oh, okay.
I like a Lagavulin 16. I like a Lafroig.
I've had some like
Kyle Isla.
A lot of the bourbon you get here sucks. So,
I'd agree. So, I mean, you know what I like? That's like a good go to bourbon, for drinking it neat. Like Bullet's great for cocktails.
Yeah,
Bullet's
great for cocktails.
Basil Hayden's. Love Basil Hayden's for just like on the rocks.
Yeah. I mean, as far as stuff you can get here.
Yeah. As far as stuff. And it's like $55, right? Nothing crazy.
I've had a few friends that have brought me like small batch bourbon from Kentucky because they live there.
Yeah.
And it's like.
Yeah, it's
name day. It doesn't have a label on the bottle.
It's like the first time you drink actual good tequila.
Shut up.
You're like, why don't we get this?
Fuck?
This is so much better than everything else.
Yeah, but we can't. We can't get it here.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, what else? Port's thanks, good. By the way, speaking of wine things, port.
Port in the winter, eh?
Port in the winter. I don't drink a lot of port.
I've never gone through
my... It's a little sweet.
I think I'm going to go through a port phase eventually. I do have a bottle of vintage port in my cellar, which was wildly expensive. but I'm going to leave it for like 30 years. So I'll get into port in like 2040.
I really want to get into sherry, but I don't know if that's a winter thing or not.
I feel like sherry may be a winter thing, yeah. But like the Oloroso sherry. Yeah. Like Amontillado.
Yeah.
Like something a bit more nutty, kind of chocolatey.
Yeah.
Like those brown ones, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So good. Anyways.
What about beer?
Beer.
You're a beer guy. What's a winter beer for you?
You drink Russian Imperial in the winter. And that's it.
That's it? That's all you... No. What is that?
So I drink dark beers in the winter.
Like a stout?
I'll drink a stout, yeah.
Like I drink a Guinness in the winter for sure.
Well, yeah. I mean, Guinness is a little like lackluster in like, out of the can.
Yeah.
But if I'm going to drink beer and I have a shot at getting a Russian Imperial, it's like sweet and boozy.
What could you compare it to that someone like myself might know, or maybe some listeners that aren't.
Have you ever had a Scotch ale before?
No.
Double Scotch? No. There's a couple brands that do a double Scotch
ale. So like Stella?
Yeah, like Stella? No, I think it's McEwen's Scotch ale.
You know what I would, what about that? What's that one I really like that Nakoma says, that farmhouse, like that Swedish farmhouse ale or whatever?
Oh yeah, that one?
Yeah.
Very similar?
Yeah, that's what.
Dark.
Yeah, like that's a winter. Like a Nakoma's Brown? In darker. The winter, darker than that. Wow,
darker and like think like 13% alcohol.
Holy,
it's so like a double IPA.
Yeah.
Style, but like not. It's all sweet.
Fucking
not,
Russians, eh?
They fucking know how to do it.
They're like they don't fuck around.
Yeah, Russian.
Like, oh, your beer's 4%. Ours is 13.
It's 13%, and you have to drink it with a shot of vodka every time.
Is that true? I read once. This is a true story. I don't know if it's true, but I did read this. That this is probably like 20 years ago. The average consumption of vodka for people in Russia was it was 1.5 liters per day. And that included children. Like it wasn't like the adult population. It was like 1.5 per capita for the whole population.
For the whole population.
So people are just fucking ripping vodka.
Apparently it's like at every meal.
And you're drinking like 10 shots of vodka at a meal. Every meal.
Every meal.
That's fucking crazy.
I would believe it. My grandfather comes from the Ukraine, and I shit you not, it's like vodka all the time. He makes his own beer, and it's a vodka and beer all the time. And the glass is like the water glass.
Yeah.
And he fills it halfway up with vodka, and that's what he'll drink for the night with his beers.
Just sipping vodka.
Sipping vodka, drinking beer.
How many beers does he have?
Probably six at least.
Six
on a
Russian,
normal night.
Six Russian Imperials.
Yeah.
So that's like 12.
Oh, he drinks the shittiest beer. It's not Russian Imperial.
He made it.
He just made it. It's like basement brew. So it's probably like 18%.
You know what I want to get for you is this beer called Rohan. It's the best beer I've ever had.
Yeah.
It's from the Czech Republic.
Yeah.
Girl Zuzi.
You told me about that.
Yeah. It comes in like a recycled 2-liter plastic bottle.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking amazing. It's fucking amazing beer.
So this is a switch from that, but like things that are fun to do in the winter that also suck. Have you ever had Icelandic schnapps and shark?
No. Is that kind of be like, is it going to be similar to like, what's that? Like aquavit?
Yeah. So Icelandic schnapps tastes like vodka.
Okay.
It's like potato vodka.
Yeah. But, and shark. I don't eat shark.
Yeah, so...
Karma. I'm fucking terrified of the
Greenland
ocean.
Greenland sharks is what they fish there.
Aren't they friendly sharks?
They're huge.
But they're friendly. Like, they don't eat you, though.
So old. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huge.
Like dinosaurs.
But you can't eat them fresh out of the water.
Why?
Because they have too much...
like mercury?
Of a chemical in them.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And so they've found that in order to eat them, you have to basically let them rot and not, like, ferment in a good way. Like, rot.
Yeah.
And what the stories are that what they used to do is the fishing villages would dig a hole in the center of the town, put a shark in, and then everyone would piss on it. So this
is not real.
Yeah, this stuff smells like it smells like the worst cat lady's house you've ever been in.
Yeah, I've been to that lady's house.
Yeah, it smells like straight ammonia. And when you eat it, it's a little sweet, but it still has that like overwhelming vapor of ammonia. And so you eat it and you shoot back the schnapps.
Why don't you just go to the grocery store?
I don't know, man. It was fun though.
You'd ate this?
Yeah, I love doing shit like that.
Where did you get it from?
I had a friend who went to Iceland for a weird video game thing.
Okay.
And he brought some back.
You want to know a video game story that I just thought of?
It was four bags, by the way. Also, four Ziploc bags. And the first one he opened, you could smell it right away.
I would eat it. I would try it. Yeah. But not if everybody pissed on it.
Well, they don't now.
Are you into video games? You're into video games.
Yeah.
Like your wife's more into video games than you are.
I mean, I'm into video games, yeah.
Do you know, you hear about this kid in Regina that got busted for cheating? In
the Halo kid?
No, it was in soccer.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So that kid's brother was our first dishwasher here.
No way.
Yeah, and I remember him telling me, like, my brother's going to go, like, pro. And I was like, oh, that's crazy, right? Like, he plays, I think it's FIFA. And then I just saw an article. I'm like, that's that kid. He, like, got busted for cheating.
Fuck.
Yeah. Is there anything sadder than getting caught for cheating playing a video game sport?
No. Well, I don't know if sad.
I would rather you do steroids in playing a physical sport.
Jeez.
Than cheat at a video game.
What do you think about steroids in sports? Leah's not here to police us anymore. I don't think
that it should be allowed, but also, like, where is the line? What is considered a steroid, right? Like a performance enhancing PED, right? Like, where does that, like, I don't know enough about,
like, what is altitude it? Training versus steroids.
Like elk, what's that elk spray?
Yeah.
Right? Like, you can recover from a collarbone in 6 hours or whatever. Right? Like, what? Yeah. Like, I think if things are going to make you stronger without, like make you physically stronger, then that shouldn't be allowed. Like taking like a pill or taking a needle or whatever.
Right.
But again, like, I don't know enough to know, like, where that line is drawn.
Right.
So can you take, like, these supplements? What is considered a steroid? What is considered, what is not, right?
And why are we limiting it to just steroids then?
Like, what about taking pseudoephedrine before a game?
I mean, like, if we tie it back to wine, like, we're into low intervention wine, right?
But also, like, what about, like, people getting busted for weed? Like, so what?
How's that performance
end? Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I don't know.
It's probably for people's anxiety, but people, so you can't smoke weed, but you can take an Ativan.
Right.
That's allowed.
Right.
Right. Like, where, like, that's not, it's not enhancing their physical strength.
Right.
I think what I'm going at.
But is it allowing them to push past mental things?
Anyways. Yeah, but like, is that so that, yeah, where do you draw the line?
Where do you draw
the line? I think I got a solution for you. We got one regular league and then we got a full on steroid league.
No one would watch
the XFL.
League. No one would watch the regular league anymore if there was like a full
UFC steroid league.
It is that already.
How long do you think until, because like, go back 20 years, right? And then show someone the UFC. They'd be like, how the fuck is this allowed?
Right.
This is on TV. There's kids there. No way. How far are we until people are just killing each other in the ring? Like, it's like a fight to the death and we're just betting money on it. I think we're like 15 years away.
I mean, isn't that the NFL?
No, but like, like, you got like, when is it over? Like a decision? Like, no, you got to kill the other guy.
Kill the other guy.
And we're going to fucking put it on pay-per-view and people are going to bet.
Oh, I don't know.
Gladiator shit.
I mean, we want to go watch Calcio Storico, so.
I do, but that's like, that sport has integrity. What? It's got history.
Nobody's getting paid.
I have no interest in the UFC. Not that I don't think these guys aren't unbelievable athletes. I think they are.
I think the UFC is boring compared to what it used to
be. Like, well, I just like, I don't want to go watch two guys beat the hell out of each other. I don't get it.
I want to watch
15 guys. You want to watch Ken Shamrock, no rules?
Yeah, exactly.
Ken Shamrock fight a bear?
Yeah, that's what I want. Cage. That's what I want. If you're going to watch people fight.
I want to go watch 15 dudes just square off and then throw a ball into a net.
Okay, yeah.
That's what I want to do.
That's what you want. Yeah, I would agree. They all look the same, though.
We're going to go one time.
We will.
There's no way we're not
going to
go.
We're going to Florence, and we're gonna crush it. It's going to be so much fun.
We're going to go to Florence. We're going to go buy a bunch of fucking Super Tuscans.
You think Leah's going to come with us?
To that thing? I don't know if she'd be able to handle it. She'd get too turned on.
The raw masculinity.
Just do, like, and like, and then she's going to look at us after and be like, you guys are barely men.
That's how I'm going to feel.
I'll be like, yeah, you're right. I'm not fucking doing that. You crazy? I'm going to go get changed before we go for dinner. I watched that guy sew up a fucking wound in the middle of the field.
Right, exactly. I watched him get his ass beat and then get up.
And then shook himself up. Shook the man's hand.
Yeah, exactly. He fought again.
Broken arm.
Well, it's 49 minutes in.
Well, we got to cut this, right?
Let's cut it.
In honor of Leah not being here.
In honor of Leah, the great. Leah the Great.
Leah the Great.
I didn't know where to go from there, so.
Leah's the best. We miss you, Leah.
We miss you, Leah.
Come back soon.
She's sick she's with fine. COVID. Yeah, she's fine. She has COVID,
yeah. She's fine, by the way. We didn't mention that. We just said, she got COVID, and then never said she's fine. Although she's stuck in a house with her kids for like, I think she's been there for like 10 days now.
Yeah, that's rough.
Because her son has COVID, too. He's fine as well.
Her son has COVID. Yeah, so, yeah, I was, but Eve doesn't have COVID, her daughter.
No. But here's the potential issue is that she's been testing negative the whole time. If she tests positive on Friday when Leah could potentially get out of the house, that's 10 more days of isolation.
Yeah. I mean, have you read the rules on like if you're not vaccinated and you're a close contact?
It's like, is it like
it's horrible.
Is it 14? It's 14 days?
No, it's 10 days.
Yeah.
After the person that was close contact is better.
So I'm not vaccinated.
You're not vaccinated.
You have COVID. So I'm a close contact.
I have to get better.
You call me 5 days later and go, I feel good. And then it's 10 days from then.
Yeah. It's 10 days from the end of the.
Yes, you better get vaccinated then.
Yeah. Okay, get ready. We always give Gladys the respect she deserves.
Thank you, Gladys.
Podcast.
Thank you, Gladys. That was lovely.
It's time for the 7 day segment of Vin Compétent.
Sponsored by Funtime Heat Sauce?
I don't know. They haven't given us anything in a while. Sorry, guys.
There's no way they made it to the end of the podcast.
No, they never do. Most people don't.
Sponsored by Homestead.
Sponsored by Homestead, who graciously gives us our studio every week. How many days a week would you drink this wine?
7.
Yeah.
7 days a week.
It's a question.
I would drink it 11 days a week.
Yeah. This is why people like Pinot Noir.
It's so good.
Yeah.
So good. And it's the baby boy.
I know.
It's the entry level.
Yeah. I think I like it a little better than the Marsanais.
The Marsanais needs a couple years. When you try that, I got a couple of bottles stashed away. When you try that in a couple of years, you're going to be like, holy fuck.
Yeah. I mean, I should
see if they have any. Maybe they have some good old Marsanais we can order.
Sure.
A couple years old.
It's still good. It's still great. It's still great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would drink this 7 days a week. I would drink this as much as I could if I could afford it.
Just hook it to my veins.
Yeah, exactly. I would drink this with every meal if I could.
It's delicious.
I would drink this in the morning when I woke up. This would be breakfast wine. No problem.
So get out there and buy it. Bourgogne from Jean Fournier, available at Wolf's General Store, as always.
Co-op 8th Street.
Co-op 8th Street in Saskatoon.
Right.
Awesome. And then Homestead.
Homestead. That's
a little off sale.
That's it so far.
Yeah, but it'll probably be available.
It'll be back.
We're
running low, so if you want some, come get it.
Yeah. We went through like 10 cases real fast, like less than 2 weeks.
Yeah, you were surprised. It was during the drought.
It was during the SLGA drought, yeah.
It was during the SLGA.
The dark days.
The dark days, as we say here in Saskatchewan.
It's dark. They went dark.
It was bad. It was bad. We had lots of people calling us asking if we had anything.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you how often you shop at like even like Willow Park Wines or like Metro, like bare shelves.
Yeah, I stopped by Metro Saskatoon. They had absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what is going on here?
Did you do it? Did you do the hack? Was it you?
What?
Did you do the hack? Was it you?
Oh, I should have. I'm going to start doing it more.
I would be so proud of you.
I did not do it.
No.
Maybe I did.
Whoever did it, fuck you for making our lives more complicated, but also a little bit hilarious.
It's pretty hilarious. If you contact us, maybe we'll send you a bottle of wine.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that you just broke the law. They hacked a government.
Yeah, well, like, we're not going to, and they're not going to send us any information.
No. What if it's one of our listeners?
That'd be
And they hear us just shit on them.
I'm not
going to
say anything.
It's one of our militia friends in Oregon.
This is why Leah needs to be on this podcast.
Yes. Thank you, brothers of the right.
Shit. I got to get to the ending. Keep talking.
About the militia?
Sure. Okay.
What is if you're a militia, do you have to have a certain number?
I don't think so. Like, you can be a militia of one.
When does, like, group sex become an orgy? Is it five people? Or is it four?
Two hands.
Because you got threesome. Then you got foursome. What is a foursome an orgy? We don't know. Leave a comment in the
I think they're all section. Orgies. I just want you to know that.
Like a threesome's an orgy?
It's an orgy. More than the traditional amount of people.
But whose tradition? Greek?
Are you polyamory?
No, but I mean, monogamy's only been around
for
polyamorous.
You said that in a way where you don't believe in polyamory.
No. I'm fine with people doing whatever they want. I'm just saying the act of like monogamy is not as old as
In our Christian Judeo society.
Yes. 2,000 years.
I believe an orgy would consist of anything other than two people.
I think in Christianity, looking at your dick in the mirror is an orgy.
That's what I mean. You got a mirror in your room while you're having sex? Orgy.
Go to confession.
Man, let's talk about that real quick before we end.
We're going to get into religion? Okay. This is like a surprise song at the end of
this
the
is,
album.
This is a little bit of a surprise song. Catholics of all of the religions in the world,
mm-hmm.
great system. You could buy sins, essentially.
Yeah, I mean it's a fantastic business.
Yeah,
it's like the ultimate MLM.
Right.
It really is.
Yeah.
You get more people involved. Get your own little church.
Yeah.
They're paying you.
They're paying you.
They pass a basket around.
Yeah. And if you do something shitty.
Hail Mary, Hail Mary, Hail Mary. See you later. Thanks so much.
You go in there and talk to the pastor.
Still going to heaven.
It's good.
Still going to heaven.
Yep.
No problem.
That's what I mean.
Gonna go do it next week.
Yeah. I'm going to go do it next week.
But I'll be back the day after.
Why are all the gangsters Catholic? That's why.
You think so?
Think about it.
Do you think they really believe they're going to hell? Like mobsters?
Yeah, I think some of them do because they're dumb enough to believe in an afterlife.
Wild.
You heard it here first.
You heard it. Bryce Wilania called you dumb, not me.
Yeah, that's right.
Gangsters.
But when we go to Sicily, I'm going to be the first one to eat horse, so.
Horse burger?
Fuck yeah.
There's a lot of mafia people in Sicily. Sicily's hilarious.
I can't wait.
It's pretty funny.
Sicily, Florence.
Sicily's like a hilarious, it's like when you leave the kids alone for the first time, there's like no rules. That's what Sicily's like. But it's like, hey, this stoplight didn't work. Like, fuck it. We're not going to fix it.
Fuck it.
Just don't crash. We're like, okay.
Yeah.
Where do you park? Wherever.
Doesn't matter.
Do you have to wear a seatbelt? No.
Yeah.
Can you drink and drive? Sure. There's not really a rule. Can you smoke in this bar?
Sure. Yeah, it's not really a rule.
We can smoke in the bar. Yeah, sure.
Who's going to stop you?
Yeah. There's no police.
Yeah.
Whatever. No one cares.
Let's go to Sicily.
I'll go back.
Fuck Vancouver.
Sure. Can you fly to Sicily for $200?
Yeah. Let's try to get a new sponsor. Flair Air.
Heyo. Flair Air. That would be amazing. You book us three tickets the weekend of the May 20th. Hook us up.
Yeah.
Tag them in this podcast.
I will.
I feel like they're small enough that they might actually respond to it.
Oh, man, if they do.
Also, I think their reviews on, like, TripAdvisor are the best. It's just people complaining about, like, things. And I'm like, they're like, the seats were small. I'm like,
no,
it was
shit.
$200 to fly round trip.
It was free.
You have to pay for food. Okay, you fucking take Air Canada. $600 for a shit meal. Great. Go nuts. You don't have to do it.
Yeah, about paying for food. I always eat before I even get on the plane anyway.
If you ask the people at the kiosk to print the ticket, it costs $20. Fucking print it at home or put it on your phone.
No shit.
It's a low-cost airline. You have two other options, which is triple the fucking price.
Yeah.
Go crazy. Go nuts.
I'd
for $200, I'll fucking, I would stand like it's a goddamn bus on the plane. Fly to Vancouver.
I would load my own luggage.
I would buy clothes when I get there. $200.
Yeah.
It's $600 to fly Air Canada.
Yeah.
cool.
If they were like,
go in the clothes I got.
If they were like, you have to push this plane down the runway to get it off the ground.
No problem.
No problem.
Do you mean to jump on the propeller, spin it, get it going? Yeah. Yeah. The planes aren't safe. I don't give a fuck. It's $200. I will take that risk. I will take that bet.
It's like a bus in Vietnam.
Yeah. Do you want me to sit on the roof? I'll fucking do that too.
I'll sit on the roof.
I don't care. I'll sit in the pilot's lap. $200? No problem. No problem. I'll fucking unload my own bag out of the plane.
What about sexual favors? Would you give that?
For $200?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. I like to travel that much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Flair Air. You heard it.
Handies.
You heard it here.
Handies up and down the aisle.
Josh will give handies up and just, down
the aisle. Just fucking cross, I'm cross country skiing down the aisle, baby. That's all I'm doing.
For the worst handies ever, fly with Josh on Flair Air. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's close this down before Leah listens to this far. Mm-hmm. Okay, see you guys next week.
Bye.
Kind of a big deal.
That was the Mural Wine Podcast with Josh, Bryce, and Leah. Want to learn more about natural wine? Find us on the internet at muralwine.ca or on any social media platform. Thanks for listening.
Did you just smell it?